Hello and welcome to the Admit One podcast. My name's Mark. I'm podcasting from Toronto, Ontario, Canada. And this is just a few thoughts I have. Today I want to talk about flat rates. When you do a job and you have to set a flat rate for a day, defining the day and defining your flat rate. I guess the bias for this conversation is that I'm a camera assistant here in Toronto, and I do a lot of freelance work, so my rate from day to day can change depending on the budget of the project, and my length of day can change. So I did this music video the other day, and I won't name the group because it really wasn't their fault. It was more production's fault. But so music videos, sometimes we get an hourly rate, sometimes it's a flat rate for the day. But a day can be defined as a 12 or 14 hour day, and then after that you get like an overtime rate. Well, the producer kind of promised it would be a 10 hour day because it's very low budget and they didn't have time and location. And usually I don't believe that, and I still state that, you know, my day is a 14 hour day at this rate and then overtime, but for whatever reason I believed him. And again, it was stupidity on my part. Anyway, so they just set a flat rate for the day, and which, when not defined, can be assumed as a 24-hour day. So we get to the project. It's January here in Toronto, which means there's snow on the ground, and it's, you know, the possibility of snow, and they actually wanted it to snow during the video. So we get out there to the location, and of course it's a blizzard outside that day, and it's just heavy snow and all this kind of stuff, and they've got lights to backlight the snow so we can see it in the video. They're all prepared for this. And it's like 9 o'clock in the morning start, which is generally a little late for a start of a video, but whatever, that was their choice. So we got out there, it's 9 a.m., it's snowing heavily, and we have to set up and all this kind of stuff. We brought along tents. None of the PAs knew how to set up a tent, which is always surprising, so I had to get the tent set up, get all my equipment in protected, build the camera, get it to set. We got there in a timely manner, and then we started to wait, and wait, and wait. And there was a 5.5 hour wait before we started shooting. Now, generally in music video land, a half an hour to 45 minutes after call time, you should have a camera up and there should be people in front of you and you're about ready to shoot. By the first hour, you should have shot something. Well, for some unknown reason, the production forgot to rent the instruments that the band would use. Since it was a snowstorm, the band didn't want to use their own instruments, and so they had a performance to do the next day. They certainly didn't want to get their gear ruined. So the agreement was that the instruments would be rented for them to use in the video. Well, somehow someone forgot to do that. And long story short, 5.5 hours later, the instruments arrived. Well, generally in the day of a production, after 6 hours, you stop for lunch. In the union world, that's how it's set up. 6 hours lunch, every 6 hours you stop for a meal, and if you don't, they call it meal penalty, and they start having to pay double rate or triple rate, depending how long you've been working and how long it's been since your meal. Now, in the independent world, you know, they don't have to pay that kind of thing, and there's no such thing as meal penalty, but it's generally an accepted rule that every 6 hours you stop where food is provided. Well, because we had to wait 5.5 hours before we started our day, they didn't stop, and at 7.5 hours I was handed a bologna sandwich, and we kept going, and 11 hours into our day we stopped for lunch. Now, you know, to me that's unacceptable, you know, because you know that there's a huge delay. Bring in lunch early, set us down early, eat something, or bring our lunch in and give me 10 minutes to eat it and continue on. But you know, there was things to do, and it kept us busy for the 5.5 hours, getting things set up, preparing for other shots, because when the equipment finally came, they wanted to shoot quickly because they were 5.5 hours behind. So we shot for a long time, and we were out in the cold and the snow, which turned to freezing rain and back to snow, and it wasn't a very pleasant and, you know, day. It was rather cold. True, I dressed for the occasion. I knew we were going to be outside, but still, you know, mistreating your crew is just not very nice. So 11 hours into my day, I actually got my lunch, sat down. And then, of course, because we're 5.5 hours behind, we moved in studio, changing locations even, and continued on our day. Well, if I'd set out at the beginning of my day that after 10, 12, 14 hours, I would go into overtime, I would have gotten it. But it turned into an 18-hour day. So my flat rate, which would have been 10 hours, now works over 18 hours. And you get rather exhausted watching the hours tick by and you're making less and less per hour. True, it's my fault that I forgot to. But the point of this whole podcast is, if you're going to work for a flat rate, define your day. Define that flat rate is for 12, 14 hours, 10 hours, whatever it is, that you'd like a lunch after a certain time of hours, even though it's generally accepted. Every production I've ever been on, and I've had about 9 years of experience in this business, after about 6 hours, I think once the worst case was 8, but they knew that. They delayed lunch from being prepared, and they explained why, and there was like, you know, extenuating circumstances, and they asked our permission to go the extra 2 hours. Fine. In this case, they didn't. We just kept going. And, yeah, so basically it was like abusive crew for a whole day just because of their bad planning. So, save yourself. If you're going to work on a flat rate, define your day, how long ever that day is for the flat rate, and give yourself a nice juicy overtime rate. Double or triple your normal rate to go over that specified amount of time. And I guarantee you, people will plan a lot better because when they see you making a lot of money because of their stupidity, they smarten up. Anyway, thanks for listening, and I hope we can talk again. Bye-bye.